Welcome to Going Beyond Medicine with Elaine Groman. Conversations with people who are working to make a difference in our world. Now here's your host for Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio, Elaine Groman.
Hello, everybody. This is Elaine Groman. This is Going Beyond Medicine, and we are on Empower Radio. And the beautiful thing about Empower Radio is really the whole emphasis of this entire network is to empower people to do what is going to make a difference in the world. And my guest today is a woman who is doing exactly that. I'd love to introduce to you Summer German, who is from Los Angeles, California. And Summer, because of a very personal experience with the health challenges of a dear loved one, brought something to the world that can help children all over the place. And Summer has started an organization called Brave Gowns. And what many people don't realize is that over 3 million children are hospitalized in the United States. Every 33 minutes, which is an astounding number, a child is diagnosed with cancer. And that's just one reason why children are put into the hospital. There's so many reasons. So here's my guest, Summer German. Summer, welcome to the show, and I'm so excited to let people know what you're doing.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited as well.
Oh, thanks. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, your story. What was the impetus for Brave Gowns to be born? And we'll get into more about what you're doing, but what happened in your life that brought this forth?
Well, in 2001, my brother was diagnosed with leukemia. He was 10 years old, and he actually was diagnosed with two types of leukemia, AML and ALL. So we had been through a year of treatment, two stem cell transplants, and ironically, he was diagnosed cancer-free the day that he passed away.
Really?
He was hooked up to dialysis machines, which aren't necessarily compatible for a child's body.
Yes.
So the nurses do their best to make it work and function. And almost every time he went on dialysis, there was a cardiac issue. Well, this particular day, he had asked my mom to lay with him and hold his hand, which wasn't really like him at all. He was a rough and tumble boy who was really, like, during treatment, he wanted you to be by him but didn't want you to touch him. Mm. So my mom crawled in bed with him, and they had been discharged. They just had to wrap up treatment. He was coming home for Thanksgiving the next day, and then he never woke up.
Oh, Summer, I'm so sorry for your loss, and there's nothing that can prepare somebody for all of this, especially when you've gone through so much, as you said, in the year. Your brother's name was Mac, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so all that Mac went through, and then to see that, you know, one other thing caused his passing, I'm so sorry for that. So tell us what was the spawning of your program and of Brave Gowns?
Well, I knew that the hospital was magical. Every time I walked into the children's hospital, and there were the doctors, nurses, everyone was doing their best to make this the most wonderful experience for the families, the children. It was really just a gracious place. And I knew that I am not equipped to be a nurse or a doctor, but that somehow I would come back someday and, you know, do my part to thank them and make a difference in a children's hospital. And I always thought it would be writing almost a series of books for siblings because I was 16 years older than my brother. So I was almost experiencing it through the eyes of a sibling and a parent in
a sense. That's right.
So I thought maybe there was a connection to help siblings. And then it was approximately 12 years later. I had done little things, but nothing on a grand scale. And my friend's daughter was being treated at the same hospital, and she was in remission. But since she was in treatment, she was in a hospital gown. And the gown was so dingy, and she was so excited. And this picture was captioned, Maya in remission and rocking her. And I actually think the word they used was blah hospital gown. Mm-hmm. And then that was just kind of when it clicked that my brother was diagnosed on Halloween, and we didn't understand, like really didn't understand that he couldn't come out trick-or-treating with us. Even though he was in PICU, we were like, well, we'll just take him for like 20 minutes. So that I ended up, since they wouldn't let us, obviously, didn't realize how severe it was. I painted his face and brought Halloween to him. And then when I saw the picture of Maya 12 years later, it all just clicked. And we decided to turn these gowns into characters for children.
You know, it's so important for people to recognize, Summer, as you did, that sometimes it's just that aha moment that is so like right present with you. And what a difference just this simple garment can make in the life of a child. So thank you, first of all, for answering that call, for seeing and being aware of what was needed. But then what did it take to actually bring it to fruition?
Do you want the truth?
Yeah,
what it took,
'cause, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Anything, and I've been in manufacturing, and I said I would never do it again. And halfway through this, I remembered why. Anything and everything that could possibly go wrong did with the gowns. There were so many times that we thought we were ready to launch and everything seemed to go. And then just something, it's really the divine, the universe slowed it down when I was so ready.
Yeah.
But down to everything from the chest. Well, there's a chest port access. So the children don't have to take off their clothing to access their chest ports, which allow them to get medicines. And
yeah, let me stop you for 1 second, because I was surprised to read in your newsletter, or excuse me, in your web page, that the gowns have been essentially the same for the last 150 years.
I had no idea. I didn't realize what I was doing while I was doing it until I found the right group of people, and they said how desperate and ready hospitals are to change the hospital gowns, mm-hmm. because they hadn't been changed for 150 years, which is mind-blowing. It's the only thing left in the hospital that hasn't been updated.
And certainly most hospitals, all of their equipment is geared towards an adult rather than for a pediatric patient.
Correct.
So, correct. Okay, so what were some of
the... Then that's what I'm running into right now, actually, not to skip above, but that the loss is so great within hospitals that they're finding the Brave gowns are too exciting and too great that they're afraid the loss is going to be so high. So we're trying to work around how that won't happen.
Mm, well, maybe we ought to have some way of people sponsoring these gowns, you know, so
that's
actually a gift. They're a gift from the hospital to the child. I think that's what they
mean.
I mean, my gosh, I remember so many people would take hospital towels and linens and pillows. I mean, what's one more loss? I mean, the loss is not so significant for them if it's broadcasting what they're doing.
Exactly. That's what the loss in Orange County alone a year for linens is $90
million. $90 million. Wow.
Isn't that insane? A year.
That is insane.
Well, I think that's the real idea right there, is how to minimize loss in hospitals.
Well,
that's a whole nother.
The interesting thing, though, about it is these gowns are so beautiful. And by the way, the website is www.bravegowns.com. What the name is what the website is. And they're so darling. They're so precious. There's images of a superhero. There's images of a baseball guy. There's an image of a mermaid. All of these wonderful concepts that a child needs to be able to have some fun and playfulness. But if somebody were to take it, what better advertising could there possibly be?
So when I started, I think when we met, I had said to you that it started as a nonprofit, and I thought like just a major company would come in, like a pharmaceutical or someone in the hospital industry, and have no problem putting their logo right on it, or a local sports team, and to supply their local hospitals. And I believe it'll get back to that. It's just going to be not as quick as I thought.
Well, you know, again, like you just said, the opportunity arose like in 2015 it was that we met. I think it was in November. And, you know, you never know how serendipitously you're supposed to meet the right people. The right people are going to hear this broadcast and they're going to say, let's do something about this. So what were some of the other challenges that you came up against as you were trying to get Brave Gowns out there or create?
Well, they feel like a T-shirt because they're very soft, but they're 100% polyester chist, like standard gowns are, but they're woven differently. And it was really hard to convince the hospitals, even with all the reports that I have, that they're flame retardant and meet the highest level of hospital satisfactory, that it's the same material because they're so soft, so comfortable. I mean, a lot of times the children are wearing their own clothes under their hospital gowns,
yes,
just because of how the hospitals are abrasive and not as soft. Right. So that was a challenge. I can't tell you how many times that I had to say, no, it's the exact same material. But I had over 1,000 hospital gowns manufactured wrong.
And that what do you was, mean that wrong? What do you mean wrong?
They put the snaps on the outside of the gowns instead of, they snap at the shoulders for the IV sleeve access. They put the snaps on the wrong side. And you with manufacturing, if you don't have quality control in the factory, it's your loss. And we went over the samples numerous times. It was right in Los Angeles. Everything I'm doing is actually manufactured in the U.S.
That's great.
It really is exciting. And so they were manufactured. The chest port was on the wrong side. The snaps were on the outside. And then the next round, we went another 200 gowns, and they sewed them before they were printed, so then they couldn't be printed on.
Explain that. They sold them before they were printed?
Sewed. So they,
oh, sewed
when
them,
you,
excuse
since
me.
We're doing, no, that's okay. We're doing all over sublimation. So it's not just screen print where a machine presses the design. This goes directly through the fabric, and the design goes through the machine at the same time. So it comes out as an all over print. So it feels like they're really wearing the baseball gown.
Oh, how
and,
cool.
But they sewed them together before they were printed. I had 200 white gowns, and I'm still trying to salvage them. Everything happens for a reason. I mean, we launched with a logo that was great at the time, but it didn't match our product whatsoever, and it was just a monkey's face, and I thought it was cute enough. And by the time started going to the hospitals, the design team reached out and said, you know, we came across your product, and we wondered what the logo stands for. And I said, well, really nothing. It was just... I get so caught up on perfection that I just wanted to roll out. So we've updated it to be a superhero that matches the entire product. I mean, everything had timing for a reason. Had these gowns worked out from the get-go, I wouldn't have been able to update and make everything exactly how they were supposed to be.
So what kind of feedback are you getting from people that are actually trying them, putting them on, the children that are putting them on, or the physicians that are noticing what they might have an impact? Or have you even gotten that far? Have you had any prototypes?
So we have a hospital that is doing a clinical study, mm-hmm, on Brave Gowns for the patient morale. Because the pictures that we get from patients that have Brave Gowns are truly magical. They are smiling and so happy. You'd think they were in a fashion show.
Oh, now, can you share what hospital is doing this clinical trial?
Yeah, I didn't know what I'm allowed to share. That's what. So it's UCLA Harbor is applying for the grant.
Okay, great.
It's a clinical study. And then UCLA Children, CHLA, which is Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, is just last week asked to do a pilot program because what they want to do is see the amount of theft of Brave Gowns versus standard gowns.
Hmm.
And there's not, they had, they, it was so funny because there's this, they have this meeting where, you know, you introduce new products, and the list that came to me was, they were all medical terms, right? You could tell they were really important products like chest stents, things like that. And then at the bottom it said, and introducing Brave Gowns. And I just started laughing because it was such a gimmicky, fun, amazing product, but it's up against these real medical, and they are, it is a real medical, but it's so fun. It doesn't feel like it, right?
Well, that's fantastic.
It is amazing. So I was a little concerned, and then when they called me on Friday, right away, right after the meeting, or it was Thursday because it happened to be my brother's birthday, which was so ironic. Thursday was a big day, and after a year and a half, it was all landed on my brother's birthday, which I thought was really amazing.
What's his birthday?
April 21st.
So just this April?
Yes, just last week.
Oh my gosh, this is so perfect.
it was because I've been going since January of 2015. And in July 2015, the first batch of hospital gowns were made. And there were so many frustrating points that they still hadn't launched. And then for it all to really roll on his birthday was just incredible.
Boy, that's divine intervention, isn't it?
It really was. It was. But they said when they called on Friday, they said that all the doctors were trying to fit in the gown. They were wearing them at the meeting while going through,
fantastic,
which I thought was really cute.
Well, again, my guest is Summer German, who is from Los Angeles, California area, and she has the brainstorm of this wonderful product called Brave Gowns, which are hospital gowns designed for children that embody superheroes. Their fantasy ideas of a mermaid or whatever it is to make this very challenging time for a child, which is very confusing enough for an adult, let alone for a child that's being poked and prodded and all these things. And if they could put on literally a brave face with a brave gown, what a difference it makes. You know, so I want to thank you personally you know, for what you're doing, Summer. But, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is to look beyond, as you're already doing. You're looking beyond what is normal, what is the convention. You know, perhaps there's some way of, if they're doing a clinical trial, what if you also have part of the caveat of doing that clinical trial is that they will help to defray the cost of these giveaway gowns, literally giveaway gowns. I mean, is there a way to change that mindset in your experience?
Well, yes, that's what. So when we first met, they said they really appreciated that I came in as a nonprofit, and also I had never intended on it being a for-profit. But when I started getting calls from linen companies and distributors asking how they can be a part of it, it kind of changed. And I can honestly tell you that as thankful as I am, and I do want it to go that route because it's the one way to get them on the children faster and on a grand scale.
Yes.
It's not what the product was started for. I've had, before I even had one product ready, I had offers in the millions for buyouts. And
I remember being with you and hearing that somebody had offered you $2.5 million for your company.
Oh, it is. And I'm telling you, it's at a time when I probably had, if you saw my checking account, you'd be like, you're insane not to take that. But I just knew that the purpose of the gowns, it was about the children. It wasn't about the financial gain.
Mm-hmm. You had some wise advisors?
I do. I did. And it's funny because they were all amazing. And there has been the team that came through. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Depending upon what it is that you're going to say.
Well, no. I didn't know. So the team, when we met, and the team that came through from there has been nothing short of miraculous.
Isn't that fabulous? The group that we're both aware of, is that what you're saying? Because I don't know if we could talk about them directly online, but let's just suffice it to say a bunch of people that really have been very successful in their own right, and they're doing good globally. And that's what's really important. So that's I think it would be safe. Maybe we'll see if we can get one of them on the air at another time.
Actually, that was a really big turning point of everything, because that was October, and that was when the offer came through. Well, that was November, the beginning of November, but the offer came through in October. And I had given the company, not meaning to, kind of a runaround, because the offer was for $2.5 million, but it was also that I come within their company and I build my own company in their company, a new branch for them, and then I walk away.
Ah, so they make the profits and you don't.
Correct. And it was, and they said, you know, you can stay on as long as you want, because they wanted it. They knew that my story was part of Brave Gowns.
Of course.
And they knew that with someone with that much passion, it would make a difference versus just hiring someone to run Brave Gowns. But that we couldn't meet with anything. Like, I didn't want to just walk away.
Right.
So it was a Sunday, and I had to sign the papers that night. By Monday morning, I had to have the answer. And I had had this goal set for myself on Sunday night. Sundays were always magical days for me, and I love Sunday. So I hadn't talked to someone from the group we're part of for months. They didn't know where Brave Gowns was at. They just, you know, I'd met him once and talked about it, and that was it. And by that same Sunday afternoon, my phone started ringing off the hook that they were all at a convention together, and they had all pledged to help Brave Gowns get to where it was supposed to be. I can't even tell you how much I prayed that weekend and for that call to come in on a Sunday. It wasn't a weekday while they were at this convention.
I was covered with shivers as you're saying that, Summer, because I think that's what's, you know, what we have to remember. And this is what is so important about Empower Radio, about Going Beyond Medicine, about all the people that are associated with this. There's a whole new mindset that is so important for humanity to have, that we need to empower ourselves and not just to empower a few. Now, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's only for the exclusion of a few, then there's a challenge there, because you're the one, as you said, you're the one who had this beautiful idea because of a heartbreaking experience. You're the one who lived it. And what's so beautiful is that these very gifted people came to the fore and said, wait a minute, honey, don't do it. And they want to help you to do it. So, you know, I think that is fantastic. So where do you go from here? What's your next step?
Okay, so with Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, they want approximately 200 gowns to do this trial. So I was going to tell them, because I would feel better if I just actually gifted them the gowns. Somehow, some way, I feel like even if only 200 people donated $36 to get a gown, we could make that possible, right? And then the children own the gown. Because even if the theft is high, you're never going to stop a family and say, hey, you know, that your gown was missing when you checked out. These children and families are fighting real issues, right? I think this is the most minute part of it.
Exactly.
So the goal is to get the 200 gowns raised to give that to, so we can do the trial and see. And there's still loss in with standard gowns. So it's not, they're going to have to balance out and find out what the difference of the loss is.
Well,
and then my other thought is if they don't want the gowns, they do want this part gifted, but in general, I'm trying to supplement. Say they pay $6.50 for gowns right now, and they have Brave Gowns are $14. I'm trying to use my 501c3 to supplement the cost so the hospitals aren't as affected. Mm-hmm. And that can be done through marketing, through there's so many different ways.
Yeah, because there are so many things that they could do. Is they could put something on the back. Let's say I'm a survivor, or I am a fighter thanks to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, or something like that. I mean, there's so many things that they could do to have this be a calling card for other people to know that, gee, if my child gets sick, that's the place to go.
Right. No, and then that's what we have presented them with, the tools or marketing sheets with their logos on them directly so they could see and have the vision. Because even through the linen process, if your logo's on the gown, it's going to help get your gowns back.
That's right. So we're going to talk about, we have about 5 more minutes, so I want to let people know, Summer, how can people get in touch with you? How can they find out about your 501c3? How can they contribute if they wanted to help you to fulfill this dream of getting gowns available that you actually contribute? How can they get in touch with you?
There's so many different ways. All the information is on the website, bravegowns.com. The 501c3, it gets a little confusing, but is happyditto.com, which is, it's meant repeat happiness in children. What can we do to bring as much happiness to every child as possible? And all the information is on both websites. My personal cell phone number is on the websites. I've done everything I can to keep this as personal as possible.
Can you give us that can you give us that phone number so that people have it?
Sure.
They can jot it down wherever they're at?
Of course. My phone number is 310-883-41. That's not even my phone number. 310-883-4041.
Okay.
And it's 310-883-4041.
And you're in Los Angeles? Are you in Los Angeles proper?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're actually located in Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica. That's where your offices are? Is that where your 501c3 offices are?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Great. So when we come back, we have maybe 4 more minutes. We're at 5 more minutes. 3 more minutes before we take a break. But I'd like to talk about the actual designs themselves. How are you coming up with these designs? What do you want the child to feel, or what are the children feeling when they're seeing these designs? And are you coming up with these designs yourself? Or are you collaborating with kids or people that have been in the design industry? So I think that would be a fun thing to talk about. Again, my guest is Summer German, and she is the founder of Brave Gowns, which is creating these fabulous gowns, hospital gowns for children that are hospitalized. And is this for any range of pediatric patients? So does it go from infant up to, let's say, maybe an 18-year-old, which are generally considered still a pediatric patient?
We actually have them designed from infant to adults.
Really?
We just haven't launched the adult. I'm actually really getting excited about the adults. They're really funny and fun. We have it from almost looking like the ball gowns and black tie dresses and tuxes to like men that look like they have hairy chests and overalls. We're trying to do any of fishing lures all over gowns that looks like they're in fishing vests. We're trying to do anything that just kind of brings a laugh to the hospital room.
That is so great. You know, I have to tell you a story. I saw this probably 10 or 12 years ago. A friend of mine was going through cancer treatment as an adult. And she asked the hospital if she could buy, I think it was 12 or 14 gowns. She knew she was going to be in there about a week. And she had an embroidery company. And she embroidered on the front of the gown 2 angel wings with 2 boxing gloves hanging from them.
And she said everybody wanted to know where she got him. And she said, I made him. So, you know, there's and it really made a difference for herself because it, you know, she says, I am in a divine experience and I am in the fight of my life. And this thing is going to lose, not me. You know, right. So I think that's so fabulous. So we're going to be taking just a break in just a minute again. Please join us for the next half hour. My guest is Summer German, who is the creator of Brave Gowns in Los Angeles, California. I'm Elaine Grohman on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's
great. Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha ha! I win! Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Now back to Elaine Grohman and Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Elaine Grohman. This is Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. And my guest today is Summer German, a very talented, very passionate young woman who created this wonderful product called Brave Gowns to help to put a joyful, happy, brave hospital gown on a child that is going through a very challenging and difficult and often painful experience. And so welcome back to the show, Summer.
Thank you so much.
You know, as I'm looking through your websites, your various websites, Summer has two websites. One is called bravegowns.com, www.bravegowns.com, and happyditto.com. Both are 501c3s. Is that correct?
Brave Gowns itself is an LLC.
Okay.
Happy Ditto is the 501c3.
Okay.
Nonprofit.
Okay. So what I was looking through this, and it's so amazing. Can you tell us about the wonderful request that you got from the City of Los Angeles' mayor in September of 2015. So you're not just doing gowns. You're doing a lot more than that.
I am. It doesn't feel like it, to be honest, but yes,
I am. You must be exhausted by the end of the day.
So I don't know exactly where to start, but at one point, due to circumstances, it felt like life had fallen apart, and it was by our own doing. Nothing terrible, but I had developed a product that was actually Croc liners. Do you remember the shoes Crocs, the rubber Crocs?
Yes.
Okay, so we had lived in Santa Monica, and my husband got transferred back to Chicago. And my daughter was 2 at the time and insisted on wearing her Crocs because she was used to wearing them at all times in snow. And they didn't have the winter liners yet. So I dropped her off at preschool one day, and she was in shorts with socks up to her knees and her Crocs. And she's a pretty easygoing child, but I was not getting these shoes off her whatsoever. So I dropped her off and drove straight to a mall to try to find a shoe that would take place of them, and I couldn't. So then I went to a fabric store, called my sister-in-law, and said, hey, we need to figure out how to make liners for these shoes so we don't fight every morning. And we developed Croc liners, which were called Tabba Jacks. And they actually were really well. That was the first product I ever developed, and that was how I got into manufacturing. And they did really well, and we got bought out a couple of years later. And my sister-in-law took the money and walked away. She had a teaching degree. It was not her passion, but I knew that developing products and starting businesses was really, it was so exciting for me. So I was crushed that we were selling it, but I also knew that, you know, she had to do her passion as well.
Yeah.
So, but they hired me to stay on, and I was a consultant for the company. My husband at the time, we were in our early 30s, and he had provided for us so well, but he just was miserable, to be honest. He knew that he was an electrician, and he had gone up and as high in the company as he could. He was tapped out and done. It was like a shell of who my husband was. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, this is going to work. Let's go. Let's go back to California. You find your purpose. I love what I'm doing. We'll be fine. And we knew the end all goal was to get back. And 2 years in, we had lived off all of our savings, and I'm talking down to nothing, and the guy called and said we had PO orders in 160 countries, and he said he was done, that it was kind of a hobby for him. It was too much, and he was shutting down all doors. So I looked at my husband, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what did we do? Like, what did we talk about? Don't ever, what is it, before they hatch? Like, don't ever count the eggs before they hatch.
Don't count the chickens before they hatch.
I knew this was my doing, and I had to get us out of it, else we were packing and going back to Chicago. He always has work in Chicago. It was an abundance, but in Los Angeles, it's really different.
Right.
So I did this first time in my life, I didn't go to bed. I think it was the closest ever to just, I probably was in a panic attack, but it wasn't my nature, so I didn't realize what I was going through.
Yes.
And I got up that morning and I said, I never want a night like that again. So I started making bracelets on my wrist, and I just wrote in with marker, like, believe in yourself, be happy. You know, it's a choice, all those little kind of things. And then the next, probably by 4 o'clock that day, I decided to order, I think I ordered $98 worth of these bracelets, put them on my wrist and started selling them from just walking up and down stores, the boardwalk. I built my own website, and it kind of got us out of the crunch that we were in.
You are a remarkable young woman. You are a remarkable young woman. I am so, talk about brave. Talk about, you know, believing in yourself and knowing that if you're not a victim to anything.
The one thing I knew in life is that it was always up to not me personally, because obviously we're a family, but in my own sense, I had control of everything. I could either be a victim and be in defeat, or just continue on and do the best I can and pray and hope that it's called like childlike faith. Know that things are going to work out. Mm-hmm. And there were so many times I was like either going to succumb or say, okay, God, let me see what you can do with this. You know, you say stay in faith and to give it to you, so I'm giving it to you. And that was when I fully surrendered that weekend, and then those calls started to come in on Sunday.
Wow. And what's so amazing is, as you're saying this, what you're doing now with Brave Gowns is you're remaining the one in charge of the creative control. You're the one who's having a different outlet and or outlook, I should say, rather than just letting someone else say, sorry, we're done.
And the funny thing is I'm not a controlling person at all. So that's why it's so easy for me to bring on anyone and say, hey, let's do this together. And then something always, I do have a good instinct, though. That is the one thing. And I promised I would never, after that circumstance, I'd never put my fate in someone else's hands, because I had full trust in these gentlemen. And so when I was meeting with the company that wanted to do the buyout, I walked into the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and it felt like I was punched in the stomach, to be honest. I was like, what are you doing? This is not you. This is not why it started. And the team was amazing, everything about it. But just something felt wrong. And I was like, you're going to get yourself into the same position if you don't listen to yourself. When are you going to trust your own instincts? And so then I was like, you're all in. You're all in. You're going to do this.
Well, that brings me to this wonderful product that you created called the Trust Journals. Wow. Can you explain that? I think that is so beautiful, because everything you're doing, Summer, and again, my guest is Summer German from Los Angeles, California. And this is a young woman that's saying, you know, let's get something done. Let's look at the need and let's create a response to the need, not a year from now, immediately. That's what's amazing.
Okay. So trust journals are created for a child and an adult. They're in the beginning, it's a journal that both they write in. There's pages for the child and pages for an adult. And in the beginning, it's really early in Los Angeles. It's called the Certificate of Trust. And the parent or aunt, mentor, anyone that the child trusts has to sign it, and then the child signs it. And then so the child will write anything that's they're weighing them down, worrying them, something that happened, and it's up to the adult to respond in the journal. So it's almost, in a sense, how it was created is for a child to get something off of their chest, their worry, without repercussions. Obviously, if it's something terrible, if it's something really big and important, then they'll have to decide together on what to do with it.
Right.
But for the most part, it's the little things that the children do that weigh themselves down or they're scared, and to free themselves of that worry. But it's also, I think as an adult, the hardest part was my daughter, she caught on to the whole part on, she felt like she was unscathed if she wrote in her trust journal. Mm. So I had to not react verbally, because that's the certificate, is that you'll only write and respond in the journal. And I also, I always come with a story kind of that was similar in my teenage years to try to help her relate. And you mark on the bottom if she just wanted to share it, if she wants feedback, or if she really wants help with this.
Wow.
But so if she ever does anything, she writes it in a trust journal because she thinks she's unscathed. But it's also a way for, you know, I want her to come to me. So I have to learn self-control, and I have to learn to, you know, if she trusted me enough to tell me this. And then they're little issues. It's not anything. But that I have to be the adult and respond in the journal and let it go, because she had faith that I was going to do exactly as I said in the certificate, right?
Well, bless you, because, you know, little unspoken issues can become big, big issues.
Exactly, exactly. And I know firsthand, because I'm one to take everything on and think I never want to burden anyone share, because I don't want them to have to worry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that was why I created it, was so these children didn't feel that way. And the real aha moment for me was, and this was a deep one. I have given thousands and thousands to Boys and Girls Clubs. And when I go, I drop them off, and they come in a group, and I explain to them what it is. And, you know, sometimes they say, well, what if I don't have someone to share it with? So then there were mentors within the Boys and Girls Club that would do the journals with them. And the issues that they wrote about were so amazing. But this one little girl, she said, she's probably 9 years old. And she comes up to me at the end and she said, I'm so happy to have this. She was nine. I didn't think much. I'm like, oh, really? I'm glad you have it. You know, it's really special, and share it with someone who you feel like, you know, you can share things with and that'll listen. And she said, well, I actually just found out that who I thought was my mom is really my grandma, and who I thought was my sister is my mom. And I've been too afraid to ask. So now I'm going to ask questions through this, because I am so curious on why I never knew.
You know what's sparking in my mind, Summer, as you're speaking? Again, my guest is Summer German of Los Angeles, California, the creator of Brave Gowns and many other wonderful things. But you have learned through your life how to trust. And what you're doing is you're giving these children also the opportunity to learn how to trust, so that as they can put their words down, put their feelings down, imagine what they can do in their soon-to-be adult lives and what they are able to do, just like you're able to do. So I applaud you for what you're doing.
That was my goal, is to free them of anything through their childhood so they don't carry it into adulthood.
Oh, you're so
wise. And then
wise.
Have it weigh them down.
You're so wise, Summer. So let's get back
no,
to...
I'm not.
Well,
I'm
okay,
the
let's
only
say
things
you're,
I know how.
Well, let's say I'm glad that you trust yourself. And, you know, over time, that can be considered wisdom from the vantage point of someone else. That saying that's a really wise thing to do, because it's being honest, and honesty is wise. Honesty is good, and honesty helps to bring down barriers that don't need to be in place. So thank you for what you're doing. But I want to get back to the Brave Gowns, and let's talk about what are some of the designs, how did you come up with the designs, and what are the reactions to them?
I actually just started researching hospital gowns, and I realized that there aren't any on the market that have access to the chest ports.
For children.
There was one for adults for heart patients.
Yes.
But it was really, it was just a little slit and very minor, and it was, so that was one factor. And then I my whole goal was for the child not to have to expose their body, because I pictured my brother who would play video games in the hospital or watch movies, and you'd have to roll them over to access things. And he was, you know, the kids are ornery at this point sometimes, right? They right. just want to watch they're in peace, and then they're constantly getting prodded and asked to do things. Right. So I thought, if we can minimize having to bring them discomfort, then that's what we should do. So you can access the chest through both sleeves, through the chest port. It has full coverage on the back, so they can walk around and play and do whatever. It really feels like you're in a t-shirt.
That's wonderful.
They're MRI friendly. I'm right now designing pants to go with them that are tearaway pants, so that way they don't have to slide them up and down. They can access them from the sides.
Oh.
This is all patent pending.
Very good. So these are all ideas you've come up with just from common sense.
Yeah, common sense. And then I went through and found designs, and then I worked from them. I designed the complete patterns, and then I brought them to someone to grade them for me. I worked with a couple friends who, one is a head of transplant at a children's hospital. She made sure that everything was functional. I worked with a medical director from another children's hospital. They brought it into a meeting to make sure to see, you know, if there was any changes that needed to be done. And that was where I had metal snaps on the shoulders, and then they realized they weren't MRI friendly. So we changed them. The hospital wanted to see them in Velcro. So we put them on Velcro, which I was never a fan of, because I pictured hair and lint getting stuck in the Velcro through the washes. Mm-hmm. But the linen companies, they used such hot water to disinfect the gowns that the Velcro didn't hold up. So then we switched to plastic snaps, which are now miraculous in what we're using.
Good.
They're color-coded, so that way the nurses don't have to search through the labels to find out what size the gowns are. They can tell right from the back of the gowns.
Wow, you have really thought of so many things that expedite this process of trying to change a child's gowns, which has to be sometimes happen several times a day, depending on the
exactly.
procedures are.
Well, so that's the whole thing. So now we're down to, how do the hospitals choose? There's one for girls, there's one for boys, and then there's gender neutral. I have such a hard time in meetings saying that. You know, with standard hospital gowns, they just place an order and that's it, because they throw them on boys or girls. And so they decided to have theme days. So certain hospitals did, where they would, and mind you, nothing's in place yet. This is just the beginning. This is what the hospitals are talking about and where we're starting. But say that there'll be beach day. So then they come in with mermaids, and they come in with the muscle men who are in beach shorts. Mm-hmm. And then the next day will be superheroes. So the kids never know what's coming.
Makes it even more fun, doesn't it?
It makes it fun for everyone. They said that, you know, the nurses love bringing smiles to their face, so they get to come in with a surprise. But each child needs approximately 3 to 4 gowns a day.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's really where we're at with everything, is trying to figure out how to make it work best. But so when I just got the call from Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, they're so undergowned that in the mornings, sometimes they're wrapping children in towels until the linens come back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was really shocked by that.
Wow.
So my goal was really, I haven't even mentioned. So there's a really well-known band with an international pop star who we're in the final stages, and it's been a grueling, grueling route, that have written a song directly for Brave Downs.
Fantastic.
It's a miraculous song. So if the goal is that they've already released Liability to Me, that the creators have, but then you have to go through the managers and the labels, and we're at the final step with the labels, hopefully. And that, so any proceeds, like downloaded from iTunes, would go directly to Brave Gowns. And then, so hopefully, you know, it would be just so easy for a million people to download this incredible song, which blew my mind, for 99 cents, and then we can supply the hospitals with Brave Gowns.
Well, as soon as you're aware of that, you please let me know, and I'll make sure that we put it on Empower Radio. I'll put it on Going Beyond Medicine. I'll put it on my own personal website. I want to help you to reach that goal, and I know that many people listening to this that will have an opportunity to listen to the podcast after the airing of the show. There's so many people that want to do the right thing to help children and to just do what you're doing. And when they believe in somebody else, they can believe in themselves. That's what's so important. If they can see a young woman in Los Angeles, California, named Summer German, who's doing this, they could do it too.
No, perfect. Honestly, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I didn't have any design background. I didn't, and I'm not even trying to minimize who I am, but I ended up having children in college and I didn't finish. Like, I just knew who I was and I tried to stay true to that. And everything has seemed to not always work, but it was always, I would much rather be known as the girl that developed Brave Gowns instead of the girl that developed the Croc liner.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
exactly.
Had that worked out, I'd probably have been on an island somewhere doing nothing.
So, Summer, can people, what is your ask? What would you like people to help you with? You know, we have no idea on this day as we're doing this show how many people ultimately is going to listen to this. But, you know, it's possibly thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not a million. What is your ask?
My ask is that they could go to happydiddo.com and donate so that we can get, we didn't finish that the mayor of Los Angeles has requested 1,000 trust journals. So that way when they're at the scene of a crisis, they can hand the siblings or children these trust journals, because you never know what these children see on a daily basis is horrendous. Mm-hmm. So that they want them in Spanish and English, which would be a whole different ballgame for me to create them in that. And then also to be able to give Brave Gowns, these 200 gowns right now to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, is really a pressing matter. So they can either donate for those causes directly, or they can go to bravegowns.com and sponsor a gown for a child, and it would go directly. The orders, when they come in, go directly to the factory, so they get made. The funds don't come to me. Mm-hmm. The gowns get made so we can ship them right off.
It's kind of like print on demand now, right?
It is, and it's shocking. I fell into it. I had zero intentions on doing it. Didn't even know it was an option. And I have a feeling that's going to be where it really makes a huge difference, because now we have this retail side where before I had to order 1,000 to hit the whole wholesale goal. And that was really impossible, because I would have to decide what prints, what sizes we're going to sell. And I don't know, because they're not selling yet, correct? Mm-hmm. So now it's, you know, that someone hears of a little boy in their area that is diagnosed, or girl, with something, they can go on, order a gown for them, ship it directly. And what a wonderful thing. I mean, we're always looking for something to bring children.
That's right.
And they get overwhelmed with balloons or little toys. This is something that they can wear the whole entire time.
And as you said, if it is a giveaway, if it is something that they can take home with them, I would think it would be something that the hospital would want to have somebody take home with them. You're brave when you're in the hospital, and you're brave when you're at home. You know, you're a superhero.
And the treatment doesn't stop when
That's right.
Go home. You know,
it continues for much longer, certainly, than when you're in the hospital.
Exactly. So here they have something they can wear at home. I even get orders or requests for orders that they just want them. If their child gets sick or flu or strep throat, can they? Is there some way they can support Brave Gowns by ordering one for their child and then can the fund? So that was another option, is if we have a buy one, give one program.
I think we're really this is pondering. Going to be bigger than you have any idea, my dear. Much bigger than you have any idea. And I, you know, I'm just, as you know, that we're in Michigan and, you know, there's a beautiful hospital, Detroit Children's Hospital of Michigan, that's downtown Detroit. And there's so many hospitals, children pediatric hospitals across the country, across the world, that could use just this kind of thing. We need brave people. We need people who believe in themselves. We need people to be inspirations. Sometimes children are great inspirations for adults. You know, we all need
always.
To believe, always, exactly, to believe in one another. And again, my guest, Summer German, is from Los Angeles, California. Remarkable young woman, now mother with, as you said, children who are in college now, right?
That I have a 13-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Well, you know, and all that you're doing to teach your children to believe in themselves is so important. But what you're doing with Brave Gowns, As I said at the onset of the show, it was spawned from a personal event with your own brother who died, unfortunately, at a very young age. But to help him to feel good while he was going through such a difficult time, it's wonderful. So and as you're going forward, so if people get in touch with happyditto.com, that's your 501c3, they can contribute to that. And then what is your preferential way for people to get in touch with you, whether it's happyditto.com or bravegowns.com? Is there one that you prefer that is most expeditious?
They both come directly to me.
Okay.
As for now. So whatever they're more comfortable with.
Okay.
My email address is literally my name, summer@happyditto.com.
Good. Good.
That one goes directly to me.
Okay. We are going to get lots of people in contact with you, honey. You're going to get a whole staff. Bigger than the staff you already have.
That's a real catch right there. Let me tell you, I've hired a couple of people that are helping me on day to day things that I know overwhelm me, which are all like putting actually how the business runs. Right. I'm really great at speaking and meeting people and setting things up. But the daily paperwork just is overwhelming.
Well, it's always wise. It's always wise to get the best person to do the job that they're the best at. If you wear too many hats, you're going to fail.
Yeah, well, I'm learning that. So just last month, I brought someone on who's been amazing. Now I feel bad for her because I'm like, well, what else do you want to do? And I keep adding like one more thing. But it really is a great thing. And, you know, we're all, in a sense, moms who are, everyone I have do something for me. You know, I say this is my goal date that you have it done by. I don't micromanage anyone. I want everyone to be able to live their life their way and then do it when it's convenient. And, you know, I think that makes people work so much harder and quicker because they're so thankful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never want Brave Gowns to be, I mean, I want it to be a full functioning business, which it is, but I never want it to be housed to where people feel like they're coming to work.
Well, I think that Brave Gowns is only just the beginning. There's so many things that could support what you're doing, that could be ancillary products to what you're doing. And I hope that there's some people out there that realize the greatest gift that you can give to a child is you want them to take that hospital gown home. You want them to,
yes.
Just like they're taking all a bunch of other stuff. So don't see it as a loss. See it as a gain. This is actually
exactly
a gain for them.
There are hats and t-shirts on the website. If anyone wants to represent the Brave Gowns brand and support us through buying a hat or shirt. And we're actually launching shirts, t-shirts for like parents and siblings. Like my brother is a superhero and, you know, battling. We haven't really figured out the words yet, but we're right there.
Oh, I love that.
We're trying to get, we say what you did, which is so amazing?
Go ahead.
So I was trying to find a way to put like I am brave on the back of the Brave Gowns or be brave. And you came through with your amazing calligraphy.
Thank you.
And wrote, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. And I'm trying to put that, actually we're putting that on the adult gown to launch it with the first, but they're not called quotes. What is that?
It is quotes.
Little quotes.
Okay.
Little quotes with your lettering, which is so beautiful.
Oh, well, you know what? I was so honored. As soon as you told me about that, I thought, I could do that lettering for her. You know, a lot of people don't know in my
earlier years, you know, I was a lettering artist, and I still am a lettering artist, but, you know, many times I would drive by a truck that had my lettering on the side of the truck, or I saw it on television, or I saw it on a billboard. I thought, oh, my gosh, I did that lettering. It's not a font. You know, so it was absolutely a joy for me to be able to pick up a brush and do it again. It was totally
amazing.
A joy.
Thank you so much.
So,
and
it,
you,
go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say I'm in awe of it because it takes me like 3 tries to write a thank you card. So your lettering is so...
Well, anything you need, honey, you let me know.
Yeah.
You have my pledge to do that for you. Okay. So I
would still doing lettering?
Oh yeah, occasionally. Very occasionally. Okay. But you know, literally for about 25 years I made my living as a lettering artist. So
beautiful.
But my intention and kind of like you, and that, you know, if you really pay attention to where creation puts you, is my intention with doing calligraphy was to make the words so beautiful that someone would want to read the message and then get the message.
That was
the whole intention. So, you know, that's a whole other conversation. We'll talk about that at some other time. But
I was going to say, it actually is. I just watched a movie last night that was about lettering and words, mm-hmm. and it left me in awe, really.
Yep.
So I think I need to go to Toastmaster.
Well, again, we're just winding up the show. Summer, thank you so much for being able to get up so early this morning in Los Angeles, California. Please know that the show airs on Tuesdays at 1:00 Eastern Standard Time, and is after it airs, it's podcast forever as long as this station is in existence. So please let people know what you're doing. And I want you to really go out and look at Brave Gowns, www.bravegowns, and happydiddo.com, and see what this extraordinary woman, Summer German, is doing to help kids and to believe in herself. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Summer.
Thank you for having me. You made it so easy. I was so nervous. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Stay on the line, okay, honey?
Thank you.
Thank you.